Everything That Rocks, Laser 103.3. I wish I could say I've never seen you this angry before, but anger is part of your daily agenda.
Less than a week ago, we were talking about the Masters on Friday, remember?
Yeah,
the golf. The golf tournament on Friday.
Wait. We were talking.
Yes.
About the Azaleas, the Masters.
Butler Cabin, the Ben Hogan Bridge. Yes.
Four.
And somebody sent me a text at 515-244-1033, and it was FedEx Paul. And it says, Wicket, bet you a case of White Claw that Tiger withdraws, meaning Tiger on Friday would not finish his round. He had five holes to play because of a rain delay, and then on Thursday, and then 18 more to play on Friday. And I said, bet. And I've got I can show you the text messages that this went down. Now, I paid a little attention to the Masters over the weekend. I watched Tiger finish his round, and I was like, boom, I got a free case of White Claw, 12-pack coming my way from FedEx Paul.
Wait.
Now, I didn't.
This was an actual bet, not just
yes.
like bet.
No, it's bet.
Like slang.
There was a handshake emoji.
Okay, then you know it's real.
From Paul. Okay? So I didn't bother him all weekend. On Saturday I didn't text anybody. We came in on Monday and I sent him a message. I said, that'll be Black Cherry, please. And he wrote, I'm impressed with Tiger, maybe not so much. How do you want to receive your winnings? And I said, whenever you want to drop it off here at the studio, 1416 Locust. His response, sounds good. Tuesday, yesterday, is my lighter day because he's a driver. He says, I'll get it there tomorrow. And then, Heather, the text comes in. Hey, Wicket, can I Venmo you or send you a check for the cost of White Claws? I hate downtown.
And you love Venmo.
But come on, man. You're not going to. I want a picture. I want to see him pull up in the FedEx truck. I want to see him right here in front of the Laser studio.
You're like a Venmo foe.
I want a selfie with FedEx Paul in front of the truck with the claws and like to throw it up the horns, put it up on the Facebook page, maybe a golf club. Maybe he wears Tiger red like Tiger wears on Sunday. Like, I want this to be a big production. Because I got another one right, and I want FedEx Paul to deliver. Now, the question is, and somebody can help me decide, because I don't like this option of a Venmo or mailing a check. What is it? What, 1985?
I don't believe that FedEx Paul has agreed to let you use his name, image, and likeness for your personal gain. I think the bet was quite simply for White Claw.
Should I accept Venmo or a check, or should I force Paul to get down here and actually deliver? Is that welching on a bet when you don't actually deliver the White Claw like you're supposed to?
Do we even know where Paul lives?
No, I have no idea.
What if Paul lives really far away?
If he lives in Adel, fine. But he drives for FedEx. He probably drives around the metro.
Can we call Paul?
I've got his number. Because when you text, we see your number so we can respond back to your cell phone. If you win something or if you engage with us in our conversation, you send Susie a request for 90s at noon. We have that. All right. Here's his number. Here's his number.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. Here we go.
FedEx Paul. Here we go.
Hello.
Paul, no matter what Wicket says to you, just know that I am on your side here, okay? It's kind of like when you go into the boss's office and HR is already sitting there and they're like, listen, I'm on your side.
FedEx Paul, why are you trying to weasel out of this bet?
Come on.
Well, I ain't trying to weasel out of it. I'm just trying to weasel out of having to go downtown.
And I respect that. How far?
It's downtown Des Moines.
Right. How far is that for you?
Where are you at, Paul?
Are you like all the way in West Des Moines?
Oh, God.
I live in Urbandale.
It's right
even
there!
Farther than West
Des
Moines.
You can literally take university to get here.
It's the exact reason I don't go to that big furniture store out there. It's way too far.
It's Urbandale's 9 minutes from right here. And he's a FedEx driver. Do you drive and deliver in a truck, Paul?
Yeah, it's a cutaway, so it's like a U-Haul. Yep.
Right, yeah. You know how to navigate traffic
Urbandale
better than everybody else.
It's like 25 minutes.
What?
It's like 25 minutes.
On a bike?
No. It's
I'll
pretty
just drive
far.
The FedEx truck down there. And
it is far.
Turn on the hazards.
I want to see the FedEx truck pull up in front of the building at Laser, and you walk out of that thing with a glowing 12-pack of White Claw.
I think every time Wicket yells at you, you remove one of the White Claw from the 12-pack. I think that he owes you compensation for his verbal abuse, time
right.
and suffering.
I got to deliver it, so I might have four or five of them gone.
There you go.
I don't think your FedEx employer is going to love to hear that.
Well, it's not going to be on work time, Wicket. Calm down. All right. Thank you, Paul.
The listeners should decide. Should I accept the Venmo as payment, or should I keep at Paul and make him drive down here and drop it off so we can have the photo and the FedEx truck and the interview and the picture and everything?
It wasn't part of the original bet.
He said, Chad, I can bring it downtown.
Chad already weighing in.
What's Chad say?
I'm on Team FedEx, Paul.
What? 515-244-1033. Call or text. 515-244-1033. Team Paul or Team Wicked?
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Everything that rocks. Laser 103.3. Wicked versus FedEx Paul. A bet was made about the Masters.
Tiger Woods. Would he withdraw or not by the end of Friday's round? FedEx Paul said he would. I said he would not. We bet a case of White Claw. 12-pack of White Claw. He did not withdraw, so FedEx Paul owes me. Said he was going to drop it off here downtown. And then his next text message to 515-244-1033 was, I hate downtown. Can I just Venmo you the cost?
Okay.
And then we just talked to Paul. He hates downtown. He lives all the way in Urbandale.
What does the text line say so far? How many votes for you and how many votes for Paul from FedEx?
Team Wicket's getting about 85% of the vote right now.
Did you count my vote?
84% of the vote right now.
Okay. Well, let's...
I'll read some of these after we go to the phones.
Okay.
Laser, who's this?
Trucker Joe.
Trucker Joe, Team Wicket or Team Paul?
A bet's a bet, Team Wicket.
Does he have to drop it off?
Hell yeah.
Trucker Joe's on Team Wicket.
See, and that wasn't part of the bet. The bet was just for
Wicket. He said he'd bring it downtown.
He did say he would bring it downtown. He said he would bring it on Tuesday because it was his, quote, lighter day.
But that was after the bet was placed. That was after the bet was placed.
Potted to Wicket as the bet.
Yeah, he did bring it. I didn't go searching out FedEx Paul. That's a great point, Joe.
The original bet is only what was discussed before the handshake. I accept your answer. I'm just not going to move teams on this. You have not convinced me.
I'm Team Trucker Joe. Appreciate you calling, man. Laser, who's this?
Hey, it's Cancer-Free Cody.
Cancer-Free Cody. Are you siding with Wicket or FedEx Paul here?
Wicket, because a bet is a case of White Claw. You should have to hold it.
Thank you.
But that was only discussed the bet was placed.
Yes, Cancer-Free Cody.
That was discussed after the bet was won, which was just for White Claw.
We love Ames.
And then you started discussing the delivery method, and he suggested one thing that's now not working for him.
Cody's a brilliant man.
People, I agree a bet is a bet. He owes you the White Claw, but the delivery, I think, is up for discussion.
The bet wasn't for the cost of...
Hold on, Cody. Hold on.
From the text line, Team Wicket. From the 515, the bet was for White Claw, not Venmo. I'm on Team Wicket. There is a vote in here that says Team Paul. Dustin shoots us a text and says the bet was for White Claw. I'm with Wicket. Make him bring it in. Oh, man, texts just keep rolling in. I love this. The answer comes in the text of the bat. Post a screenshot, please. Wicket's trying to add on extra terms, it feels like.
I agree. Extra terms. Thank you.
Poor FedEx Paul. He drives all day. The last thing he wants to do after work is come downtown, mail it in, Paul. Mail it? You want to mail it?
It's kind of like when you're on The Price is Right. Like, you know, they average, you want a car. Oh, you want a furniture set. There's usually a payout option, a cash option, if you don't actually want that prize. So you usually can choose whether you want the prize or that. And I think Price is Right rules apply to life, Wicket.
Jen sends a text at 515-244-1033. I'm on Wicket's side. Jen's never on my side. I'm on Wicket's side. You should have him FedEx the White Claw. That would be kind of funny.
Is this book club, Jen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She's never
she's
on my
never
side.
On Wicket's side.
Let's see. Team Paul. He's driving a FedEx truck. Not sure if he can even deliver alcohol on it. That's from the text line.
See? And that's why he should send it to you.
Somebody said, Brian from Norwalk, I absolutely hate driving downtown, but if you lose a bet for White Claw, you have to pay up in person. I'll go with Team Wicket. Why are so many people afraid of driving in downtown Des Moines?
It's not afraid. It's just a big hassle to go out of
it's
your way.
It's not. He's
Gas
in Urbandale.
Is expensive.
He's not in Adel
it's
or,
an extra
or
trip.
Newton. All right.
Maybe you just don't understand because your time is not as valuable as other people's.
My Night time is very valuable.
But it's not as valuable as the average Hellraisers.
From the 515, Team Wicked, he made the bet he should follow through. He also said he would drive it over. And then this one says Wicked is being a crybaby.
Yes.
Because he didn't think of putting the terms to his advantage when he made the bet.
There you go. I like that answer.
Laser, who's this?
Good morning, Wicked. It's Carissa.
What's up, Carissa?
Oh, you know, I've been listening to this back and forth on this bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. FedEx Paul bet Wicked a case of White Claw that Tiger Woods would drop out of the Masters.
Right, and he did not. So he's supposed to deliver a White Claw 12-pack to me.
Deliver, though? He owes you.
He owes me a 12-pack of White Claw and doesn't want to come downtown.
I don't think that he has to bring it to you, Wicket. You just have to receive it.
When the bet was made, it was a case of White Claw, not the cash equivalent via Venmo.
Yep.
However, I do want to make a point where you said it's not a 25-minute drive. You're like, oh, it's not that long. That's why you have so many speeding tickets.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say it earlier. It is 25 minutes.
I only have, from where we are right now, 1416 Locust, by the Sculpture Park, downtown Des Moines, it is not 25 minutes to get to Urbandale.
In maximum traffic, driving at the speed limit or less if conditions don't serve, it is 25 minutes.
Unless you're Wicket, then it's 12.
Oh my God. Carissa, thank you for getting in.
You're welcome.
9 tickets in your name, Wicket. 9 tickets in your name.
It's only because it's the car name. Is in my name.
But the original terms of the bet. Every time I see 4 inches, I think I have made a mistake.
How is this a thing people want to do?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.